الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. We will continue our study of lesson number 25. Ad-Darsul Khamithu wal Ishroon. Page number 214. I've written something on the board again. Inshallah, when we come to that exercise, we'll discuss this. Number four, Ayyin fil amsila til atiyati. Ayyin fil amsila til atiyati. Bab istafa'ala bi harfshar bi mushtakkatihi with all its derivatives. Everything that is connected with Bab istafa'ala, we are going to note it down, inshallah. Be it Madi, be it Mudariya, Amar, Mastar, Ism Fa'il, Ism Maful, Ism Makan, Ism Zaman. Astahimmu kulla sabahin. What is the translation, brother? I take shower every morning. Is there anything interesting here for us? Fail mudariya, astahimmu, mashallah. Number two, brothers and sisters, istajartu hadhi shakka. What is the meaning of shakka? Apartment. apartment. Istajartu hadhihi shakka bi 15 alfa riyalin. Okay, my sister, write it down properly. Bi 15 sisters, what is B? Harcha. Where is our Isam Majroor? Khamsata. I don't see any Kasra there. It's Mabni. Because it is Mabni. Yeah? So what will you say? Khamsata. Ashara. This is Murakkab. Okay? From 11 to 19, remember? It remains everything Fatah, Fatah, Fatah. مبنيون على فتح في محل جر اسم مجرور فاين بدر خمسة عشر إذا مركب what is alpha what is alpha it is tamiz what is it tamiz that is why it has got a fatah but why it has got a single fatah because it is murah And then Rialin is the Mudafili. Now, one more thing we must take a note of it, and you can write it down, brothers and sisters, that Khamsata Ashara is Adad. Are you with me? So where is the Ma'adud for Khamsata Ashara? Alpha. Are you with me? Alpha is Ma'adud. The thing counted. If Alpha is a Ma'adud, Then what is Rialin? Rialin is also Ma'adud. But then where is the Adad for Rialin? Alpha. For Rialin, the Adad becomes Alpha. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And this is something to understand, Sister Swaya. Make a note of it, Sister. Alpha is Tamiz, as well as it is the Ma'adud for Khamsa. Khamsata Ashara. Are you with me? And then Rialin is the Ma'adud for Alpha. Just make a note of it and think about it. You will get your answer, inshallah. If you say Khamsata Ashara, you don't know what. So then you bring the Tamiz, Alpha. And if you say Alpha, Alpha what? Then you bring Rialin. Got the idea, brothers and sisters, to clarify everything. So, Rialin is also a Tamiz, but it is fi mahali nasbin. It's majrur here. Remember, brothers and sisters, when we studied numbers in the beginning, we didn't do a thorough job because I felt we can do it later on or you will be able to do it on your own because numbers we tend to forget. So, we tried to do almost all of it, but not completely. So this is from 11 to 99. The Ma'adud is singular, indefinite, and it is mansub, it's tamiz. Then what happens from 3 to 10? The Ma'adud is jama, and it is mudaf ilayhi. It's majrur. So jokingly we say, from 11 to 99, it is Tamiz. And from 3 to 10, it is Bat-Tamiz. But it is Majroor, but it is still Tamiz. It is Tamiz because it is what tells us, you know, you are counting this. Keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. Okay. Yastamirru. What is the meaning of Yastamirru? Continues or it lasts. Continues or it lasts. Yastamirru l'imtihanu yawmaini. Translation, brother? Yes, examination lasts or continues 2 days. So what is the yastamirru? Mudariya. Istamarra. Very good. Nice word, brothers and sisters here. Istaiddu lilimtihani. Tell me the meaning of istaadda. To prepare, to get ready. So what is this? Istaiddu. Amar, prepare yourself. Where is yourself in here? Wow. Wow is antum. Antum. Antum is you all prepare. Lilimtihan. Fa'innahu karibun chiddan. Because it is very close. So istaiddu fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hadfi nun. And the file is wow. Masha'Allah. Istaslama al-mujrimu lil-shurtati. Shurtiyun is one policeman, and shurtatun is jama. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Istaslama. What is it, brothers and sisters? Mahdi. What is the meaning of istaslama? To surrender. The criminal surrendered to the police. Shurtati is here, jama. Next one, brothers and sisters, number 6. Yustahabbu. What kind of a verb is this? It is majhul. What is madi? Istahabba. Istahabba. What is the meaning of istahabba, brothers and sisters? To deem desirable. To feel that something is recommendable. To consider it as a thing to be recommended. To prefer something. These are the meaning of istahabba. It is desirable. It is recommendable. So, yustahabbu. This is majhul. And where is the knife file? Al-ghuslu. What is al-ghuslu? Shower. For what? Lil-ihram. What is the meaning of this? Before you put ihram, it is desirable that you have a shower. Alhamdulillah. Next one, brothers and sisters. La yajuzu. Jaza yajuzu. What is the meaning of jaza yajuzu? We have done several times. It's permissible. La yajuzu isti'anatu. What is isti'anatu? Master. What is the verb? Isti'an. Yasta'in. Okay. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka yasta'in. So this is the verb, brother. That is mudaria, and this is the master. What is the meaning of ista'ana? To seek help. Again, the element of seeking is there. To ask for help, to seek help. La yajuzu. What is the meaning of la yajuzu? It is not permissible. Seeking of health, bighair Allah, other than Allah. It is not permissible. You cannot go to a grave and ask for things, you know. Oh, so and so, help me. Or you cannot do that, brother. Of course, in our daily lives, we ask friend to help us. But in our du'as, we only ask Allah to help us, you know. Because Allah will help us through somebody, inshallah. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Next one, brothers and sisters. Ana Mubtada, where is the khabar? Musta'iddun. What is this musta'iddun? Ism fa'il. What is the meaning of this? I'm ready. Okay. Ready for what? Lis-safari, for traveling. So it's easy, brothers and sisters. What will make things easy? Our vocabs. If we know the meaning, inshallah. Because alhamdulillah, now, after working hard for over 6 months, you have the knowledge now. But that knowledge has to be brushed up and refined polished. In other words, revision is necessary. And stay in touch with Medina books and you will become stronger and stronger, inshallah. You cannot finish the course and keep the Medina books. No, you got to revise, especially book 3. Okay. Arju laka mustaqbalan zahiran. What is the meaning of zahiran? Brilliant. Brilliant. So what is the meaning of this sentence? I wish you brilliant future, great future. I wish you great future. وَفِي التَّنْزِيلِ Brother, in the Quran, إِذْ كُلْنَا Brother and sisters, إِذْ كُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ Whenever إِذْ comes, Brother, there is something, no, this is not sure. There is a fi'l mahzuf. And what is that, brothers and sisters? Uskur. This also will come later on in the dars. Uthguru, remember. This is there, but not written. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? This is there, but not written. What's the meaning of it? Remember. Remember. It's coming. إِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ Now see, we can understand every word in Arabic. Every word in Arabic we are understanding, brother. Fasajadu. What is usjudu? Amar. Li adam jar majrur. Okay. Fasajadu. What is sajadu? Madi. Where is the file? Wow. Fine, brother. And usjudu. Also the file is wow. But usjudu is wow antum. And sajadu is waw huwa. Illa. See, illa has come now. Okay, that is harfu istithna. We are going to study. It is coming in lesson number, I believe, 31 or 32. Okay. Illa iblisa. Okay, iblis is the shaitan. Aba. What is the meaning of Aba? Refused, decline. Aba is to refuse and decline, brother. Okay, brothers and sisters, Aba, Madi. Where is Mudariya? Aba, Yaba. Bab Fataha. Write down. Aba, Yaba. In future, inshallah, whenever you come across Madi, write down Mudariya. In your books with the pencil, just small handwriting, brother and sister. And if you see Mudariya, you can also write Mahdi. That becomes very essential in the case of Fi'l Falasi. But in the case of Mazid Fihi, it is simple. Because we can immediately figure out. But with Fi'l Falasi, we don't know which Bab it is. Then it becomes essential to write Madi Mudariya. Vastakbara. What is Vastakbara? Form 10. This is what is of our interest. Vastakbara. What is the meaning of Vastakbara, brothers and sisters? He became arrogant. He became haughty. Arrogant. Vakana minal kafirin. Okay. Number 5. Section number 5. Istalqaitu ala kafaya likai astariha. So brothers and sisters, likai has come. Now here, inshallah, if you read the key, Dr. Sahib has explained it very beautifully. Very beautifully. So brothers and sisters, here comes the Nawasibu Mudariya. What are those particles which make fi'l mudhariya Mansub. Have we studied An? Yes. Have we studied Lan? Yes. Now we are studying Kai. What are we studying, brother? Kai. Remember? Kai is from the Nawasibu Mudharia. So as, okay. But Kai, whenever you use Kai, brothers and sisters, Lamu Ta'lil is there. Li Kai. Li Kai is always there. Sometimes it is omitted. Only Kai is written. But you must understand, if the Kai is written, then Lam is there, Mazuf. Okay? It's always there. Now, sometimes you say Li Kai, and sometimes you say Kai. Okay? It becomes optional. But if you have to negate it with La Nafia, what did I say, brother and sister? What did I say? La Nafia, not Nahia, brother. Nahia is a different ball game. Okay? La Nafia. Then everything has to be written. Li has to be written, Kai has to be written, and La has to be written. Li Kai La has to be written in this order. Otherwise, it will be wrong. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, here is something between An and Kai. There is a relationship between An and Kai. And what is that relationship? That An plus Fail Mudaria, brothers and sisters, gives the meaning of master. Are you with me? Kai and Fail Mudaria also gives the meaning of master. So this is the relationship. They both act like. They will come in the sentence with fi'al mudari'a and they convey the meaning of master. You can change them into master if you really want to. Okay? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? But with lan, it is not like that. It is just a nafi, but in future. And izan, it is not like that. Are you with me? So these two have a relationship, brothers and sisters. And what is that relationship? That they both convey the meaning of master when they come. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Keep that in mind. Inshallah. Kai min nawasibi mudariya. Okay, brothers and sisters. The group of particles which gives nasab to the fi'al mudari'a. But yusamma, and it is called. What is yusamma? Majhul. What is madi? Samma. Yusammi. Yusamma, brothers and sisters, is majhul. But samma, yusammi will have two mafulun bihis. Okay. So, here, brother and sister, Yusamma, it is called. What is it called? Harfa. See, this is the mafulun bihi, harfa. Because when there are two mafulun bihi in the verb, and you make it into majhul, one mafulun bihi becomes naifail. The other mafulun bihi remains mafulun bihi. Got the idea? You will remember this. When does it happen, Sister Hafsa? When the verb has two mafulun bihis. When there are two mafulun bihis, and you bring that verb into a passive voice, majhul, then one mafulun bihi will become naif fa'il. The original fa'il is relieved of his duties. And then the mafulun bihi number one will become naif fa'il. And what will happen to mafulun bihi number two? It will remain mafulun bihi. Inshallah. Keep that in mind, brother. So yusamma, where is the naif fa'il? Mustatir. Takdiruhu huwa. And harf, this is your mafulun. Harf masdariyatin wa nasbin wa istikbal. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah, you will remember this. But do not sit down to memorize all these things. Just revise them, As you read them, inshallah, it will stick in your memory. Brother and sister, harfu mastariyatin. What is the meaning of that? That particle plus fail mudari mansub will convey the meaning of master. That's it. That's the meaning of it. And nasbin, of course, you know, it will give fail mudari nasab. And istiqbal means it is present and future. Okay, brothers and sisters? Mostly future. Istiqbal is future. لِأَنَّهَا تَجَلُبَ بَعْدَهَا. See, whatever I'm explaining in English, it's coming in Arabic. لِأَنَّهَا تَجَعَلُمَ بَعْدَهَا. What is the meaning of تَجَعَلُ? Mix. جَعَلَ is to make. مَا بَعْدَهَا or does. Okay. After it, فِتَعَوِيلِ. What is this فِتَعَوِيلِ? Explanation. Interpretation. تَعَوِيلِ is interpretation or explanation. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now tell me what is ta'wil. Master, what is the verb? Awwala, you awwil. What is the meaning of awwala? To explain. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Very good. Fi ta'wili, master. Means it gives the explanation of master. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Fa ta'wilu مثال السابقي, and the explanation of the previous example, what is it? استلقيت على كفايا لاستراحتي, for resting. I laid on my back for resting. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Well, غالب. What is the meaning of غالب, brother? Mostly. Mostly. Most of the time. Or you can say also, usually. That is the meaning of غالب. And تسبيكها لا مجر التي تفيد تعليل. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is the meaning of this? That lam jar precedes it. What is that? Allati kai. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? It precedes it. It is the same lam ta'lil that we studied in book 2. But the ta'lil also means explanation. Ta'lil means explanation, justification. Write it down, brothers and sisters. What is the next sentence? فَإِنْ لَمْ إِنْ has come. Shart, a condition. إِنْ لَنْ تَسْبِكْهَا. If it does not precede it, what is the jawab? فَهِيَ مُكَدَّرَةٌ. Then it is estimated. Then it is implied. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, brother, fa has come. Why? Jumla ismiya. Ismiyatun. Got the idea? Just remember all the time. Ismiyatun, talabiyatun, wabi jamit. What is the meaning of jamit? Laisa. Vama, valan, wabi kad, and tanfis. These things you will always remember, inshallah. And you will have the answers at your fingertips. Why? Did the fa come in jawabu shart? Now, brothers and sisters, if I have to analyze this, you know, I'm doing this analysis just to refresh you about the conditional sentence, because I feel understanding conditional sentence very well will make the study of the Quran very interesting and very enjoyable. They are there, hundreds of them in the Quran. Okay. Okay, brothers and sisters. Fa is harfu atfin. In, what is in? Harfu shart. Tajzimu? Fialain. Okay, fine. Lam, harfu nafi, wa jazmin, wa kalbin. Fine. Tasbik, fialun, mudariun, majzumun, bilam. Okay. Fa'il, mustatir, takdiruha, hiya. Okay. And what is ha? Mafulun bihi. Ha is mafulun bihi because it is joined with the verb. Where is our fi'lu shart? Fi mahalli jazmin. Even though tasbik is majzum, but we will still say fi mahali jazmin. Why? Because it is majzum because of lam, not in its natural state, not in its asal state. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Then fa comes alfa'u. You always remember this sentence waqiyatun fi jawabi shart. Okay. What is hiya? Mubtada. And what is muqaddaratun? Khabar. And after that, what will you say? Al-jumlatun ismiyatun fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Inshallah, you will remember that. I can see most of you are very strong, alhamdulillah. And it gives me a lot of pleasure to see you answer so correctly, brothers and sisters. Idha dakhalat la an-nafiyah. Brothers and sisters, if the la an-nafiyatu enters it, alal fi'ali, kutibat. What is the meaning of kutibat? It is written. It is written. I think there is a typo there. It should be muttasilatan. Or it should be, brothers and sisters, muttasilatan. Form 8. Yes, you are right. You are all right. Form 8. I thought I heard Form 10. Form 8. Correct. Muttasala. Ittasala. What is the root of that? Wasala. Ittasala. Means it is written connected. Bikai. What is written connected? Bikai. La nafiya. Are you with me, brother? It is given here. Likai la. See? Likai la. So, la nafiyatu is connected with kai. Here is a nice sentence, brother. Asri. What is the meaning of asri? Hurry up. What form is this? Form 4. Asra yusri. Asri. Hurry up. Likaila. What is the meaning of likaila? So as not to become late for the lesson. So that you are not late for the lesson. Likaila tatakhara. If we say tata'akharu, it's wrong. Because kai will make it mansub. Likaila tata'akhara. Anad-darsi. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Ta'ammil al-amsilata al-atiyata likai. Ponder the following examples for kai, brothers and sisters. Number one. Iltahaqtu bijjamiyati al-islamiyati likai ata'allam al-lughata al-arabiyya. Translation, brother. Iltahaqtu, form 8. Iltahaktu. What does the meaning of iltahaktu? Joined. Joined, to become a member. I joined the Islamic University so as to learn Arabic language. Wa ulumad-din. Ulumad-din. And the sciences of religion. Got the idea, brother? Iltahaktu. No, brothers and sister, we have done all these verbs before. So inshallah, you should be comfortable. Next one, brothers and sisters. Ishtahid. Kai tanjah. Kai tanjah. Ishtahid. Kai tanjah. What is the meaning of it? Work hard so that you succeed. Qala Ahmadu li ukhtihi. Translation, brother. Ahmad said to his sister. Ahmad said to his sister. What did he say? Ibhathi. What is this, brothers and sisters?
Search.
Bahatha. Describe this fi'l amr, brother. Fi'l amrin mabniun ala al-binun. Where is the file? Ya is your file. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ya is your file. Very good. Ibhathi an hazal kitabi. An arja haza isum majur kitab badal. Fi maktabi. Fi maktabati kulliyatika. Fi maktabati kulliyatika. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fi maktabati kulliyatika. Fi harf jar. There is isim majrur. Maktabati. Wa huwa mudaf. And then kulliyati mudaf ilayhi. Wa huwa mudaf. And finally, ki is mudaf ilayhi. Uktubi. What is this uktubi? Amar. Same thing. Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hazfi nun. And ya is your file. Isma. Mafulun bihi. Hu mudaf ilayhi. Uktubi ismahu. Likay la. So that. So as not to. Tansai. Brother, what is this tansai? What is this tansai? Brother? Nasiya. Whenever nasiya comes, I always feel like telling the students to conjugate, just to refresh yourself, brother. Let's do the madhi. Nasiya, nasiya, nasu. It's so important. If we can memorize this and understand it, then everything later on becomes easy for us. Nasiya, nasiya, nasu. And then nasiyat, in this case, the ya will stay there. Nasiyat, nasiyata. Always remember Hasina. I always say Nasina, not Hasina. Okay? Nasina. And then Nasita, Nasituma. That's easy, brother. Now comes the mudariya, where we have to pay extra attention. Yansa. What is Yansa? Fi'lun mudariyun marfun bidammatil mukaddara. Actually, it is yansa you. Yansa you. Okay. So yansa, yansayani, yansauna. Tansa, tansayani, yansaina. Then again, tansa, tansayani, tansauna. And then, tansaina. Tan saina. Anti. How will you describe this? Tan saina. Felon mudarion marfuun bi thubuti nun. Where is the file? Yeah. Now, make it mansub. If you make it mansub, what happens? Tan Sai. What happened? How will you pronounce? Tan Sai. Remember that. Huh? It's very important, brother. And this is the way it will be written. So, mansub as well as marfu'un, same form it will take place. Are you with me? So, brother, look at the sentence. Likai la tansai. Now, I would request you to write down tansaina on top of it. Write down anti, write down anti and then equal to tansaina, write it down. And then if you have a marker or a red pen, chop the noon. Then you know what happens when you will be revising, you will understand fully. Chop the noon with pencil or red pen, brothers and sisters. So you know that likai la, and then the fi'l mudari'a is mansub bi hadfi noon. Got the idea? Now, if you won't do it, what will happen? Now you remember, you understand fully. But after a week or so, when you will open the book, you will say, what happened here? I don't understand. But if you write it down, okay, uktubi ismahu, you can join this, uktabismuhu, but uktubi, I sometimes say it separately for us to understand well, brother. Later on, you can brush up on your reading also, inshallah. Understanding each and every word, I feel it is extremely important, inshallah. And then you have to also work on your reading, pronunciation also. You will have to work, okay? Uktubi ismahu. Write its name, so that you don't forget. Got the idea? Sister Sukhaina? Okay. Likai la tan sai. Tan sai. I have to check my book, brothers and sisters. No, there is no typo. Brother, this is the fault of the computer. Sometimes when you put the harakat, the computer just shifts it a little bit. So the fata is on sa. Okay. Brother and sister, as I told you, my notes are all in a different book. It's a photocopy and it goes back to 1991. But the new books, sometimes there are typos. But this also looks like a typo, but it is not a typo. It's just that when you do the manuscript, when you type them, brother, in the computer sometimes you want to put a fatha on the scene, it just moves away a little bit. You got it, Sister Sukhaina? So fatha is on scene. It is correct, but it just moved a little bit, you know. It did not like seen, you know. It likes ya. Okay, brothers and sisters. Zahaba zumala'i ila suki. Translation, brother? Very simple. My colleagues went to the market. Likai, in order to, so as, Yashtaru. There could be typo there also. There is a typo there also. Again, the next important verb to conjugate, brother, is Ishtara. And when you say hum, then it is Yash ta runa. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Let us conjugate this also. Quick. Madi. Ishtara. Ishtaraya. Ishtarau. And then Ishtarat. In this case, the ya will be dropped. In this case, Nasiyat. The ya remained. But Ishtarat. The ya will be dropped. Ishtarat. And then Ishtarata. Ishtaraina, Ishtaraita, Ishtaraituma, Ishtaraitum. It's easy, brother and sister. Yashtari, Yashtariyani, and then Yashtaruna. Are you with me? Yashtaruna. I always put a lot of emphasis on conjugation because it is so very important. The more you conjugate, the stronger you become, inshallah. So yashtaruna, and all these things will come in your mind. You will see a typo and your mind will say there's something wrong here. And then your own knowledge will be handy for you to correct that error. So yashtaruna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Likai yashtaru. You will drop the noon to make it mansub. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Lika yashtaru hawaija. What is the meaning of hawaija? This is jama. What is the singular? Hajatun is singular. Hawaij is plural. Necessities. You go to the market to buy toothpaste, shampoo, etc., etc., you know. Asri, oh, amar. Shailu amrin mabniun ala azfinun. Vav is your file. Hurry up, all of you. Antum. Likai la. So as not to. Tafutana tairatu. So that the plane does not miss you. Okay? But we will say so that we don't miss the plane. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Tafutana. What is this verb? Fata yafutu. Just like kala yakulu. Because it is tairatu monas, so it became tafutu. Make it mansub. Tafuta. Got the idea? Tafuta. Very good, brothers and sisters.